and turn to Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6. Bible says, verse number 25. He says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. For is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought of for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." We preached this morning on the thought of that you get what you look for. Amen? You get what you look for. But I want to just ask another question tonight, and it would be this. What are you looking for? Amen? What are you looking for? And I told you this morning, we're going to look at some first things. Now, the Bible lays it out here, and the Lord is telling us that there's no sense in us being so anxious all the time, because if we got our faith, Brother Chris, in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we have somebody that's promised He'll help us. He promised He'd never leave us. He'd never leave us alone. That He'd be there to encourage us and give us that we need. He said we wouldn't have the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Here He says that we should worry about our food or drink or raiment, praise God, because said God, our Heavenly Father is going to take care of that, and He's going to take care of you. And so He said that He brings it down. He said that the God knows what we have need of, and what we need to do is just ask Him when we have a need. Just put our faith and trust in Him, knowing that He is God. Besides Him, there's no other. But He says in verse 33, He says this. He said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Amen? So I want to look at this one word here, if God will be our help. He said, "But seek ye first." I want to look at the word first tonight for just a few minutes, and we'll go to house. And I just let God speak to us on these first things. Amen. In other words, what are you looking for? And we look at it. I want to look at it as an aristic where we break this word down. F-I-R-S-T, first. What does it mean? What does it mean to me and you? Now, if we look at the letter F, And I was thinking this, I was sitting in the study the other night, if we look at the word F, and you start a new year, and you're looking and planning for that year, the first thing I thought, when I thought the word F, is finances. Amen? It's finances. Now, as we look at finances, we know that we need things, and we ask God for those things, and He'll bless you in your finances. Amen? Amen. He said, "You have not because you ask not, and you ask amiss to consume things and the lust of your flesh." But He said, when we have our earnest needs, when we ask God to supply that need, when we ask Him to touch us financially, God's able to do that. One of the first things we'll do, praise God, is go to God about our finances. Amen. And when it comes to finances, praise God, we need to think. And I don't ever preach on this because I don't need to. Is when we start with our tithing. Amen. What we give to God. Because God has already given us so much. Amen. And I got to thinking about that, the opportunity that we get to give to God. Bob, I had me a spell. Because by tithing, amen, and you know the Bible teaches that it's a tenth. Of what we make, we give a tenth of it back to God. We get the privilege and honor of giving to Him. Now look what all God has given to us. what He manifests is what He gives to us each and every day. Every day of our lives. Now, Jesus said, the birds don't sow nor reap. Praise God. But praise God, look what God gives them. How God feeds them every day. And He does the same thing for us. And so many times I think we take it for granted the blessings that God bestows upon us. And what a privilege and honor it is that God gives us an opportunity to give back to Him. There's not a whole lot of things that we can do. God's so great and mighty, praise God. There's not a whole lot we can do back to Him other than just give Him our service. But He said we can give Him our tithes. Amen. That we can give, we have the privilege to give to God just a little bit. You say, Pastor, why do we do it? Just to show Him that we love Him. Amen. To show Him that we love Him because He loves us. To show Him that we trust Him. Amen. Hey, praise God, He's providing for us each and every day. Financially, He gives us the means to make a living. And we get the opportunity and the privilege to be able to tithe, to give back to God. And in every, sometimes, praise God, we have an opportunity to go beyond it. Just like this morning, when a young missionary lady was here, we had the opportunity take up a little love offering for her to help her down the road, to share the gospel somewhere along the way. So not only do we have our tithe, but we have our alms gifts. That we go that's beyond and above our tithe. And we get the privilege of being able to do that, praise God, to bless the heart of God, to be a blessing to others, and to magnify and bless the heart of God. Because God sees us and He sees us, praise God, that we're being faithful to Him, we're trusting in Him, and that we're able to take what He gives us and give back just a little. Amen. Let me just say this, you can't outgive God. Amen. You try it. I mean, from the earnest, now I don't mean just go out and just give all your money away, nonchalant. Praise God, God encourage your heart, praise God, and you mind the Spirit of God, and you give, praise God, with purpose, and you can't outgive Him. He'll put it back, and a lot of times, 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, maybe even tenfold. Amen. When we come to God. So what are we looking for? What are we looking for financially? Well, I'm looking for a blessing. I'm looking for God to take care of us. I'm looking for God to add to us and help us, God, so that we can have more, so that we can tithe more, so we can be a blessing more. Amen. It gives us a privilege to give back to God. Amen. When we put first things first. He said, but seek ye first. So when we start with our finances, amen, and this is the part that we have the most problem with. Amen. Or, come on now. The part that we have most problem with, because we work hard and we get it, and we don't want to let go of it. Amen. But boy, when we do it without begrudging it, and we give it back to God. You know, we preached this morning, we do all things wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. Amen. We do it unto Him, praise God. So we see our finances, praise God, is that first thing that we look at. And I thank God for this church, praise God. We've always been so blessed, and God's always blessed us so much, and we've always been able to have the finances to pay for the things that we need to pay for, and to help our missionaries and support those in foreign lands and across and around the world, praise God, and in the United States. And when things arise and we need to help somebody, praise God, it's always been there, and we've never been lacking. Amen. When you trust in the Lord. Amen. What you'll find, praise God, is that you cannot outgive God in finances. Amen. So we see the finances, then we see the eye, the interest. Amen. When we give God first consideration in every decision. Amen. When we think about Him first. When we have to make decisions and we take it to the Lord. Amen. Now, I know sometimes you're like me, praise God, you jump in and you make a decision all by yourself. Amen. We all do it, me included. Amen. And then I catch myself down the road just because I say, well, why didn't I take that to the Lord? Amen. So our interest, praise God, ought to be in the Lord being in everything that we do. And every decision that we make, praise God, we ought to ask the Lord. Amen. or to breathe a little prayer to Him and see which direction He'd have us go as far as our interest is. See, an interesting cure to our careers. Amen? You ever think about who you are and what you'd like to be? Amen? Yeah. We all take off in different directions, and most of the time, if you'll talk to people, they're not where they thought they would be when they started out. Amen. Amen. We've been directed and redirected 3 or 4 times. I wonder if we would have asked God in our interest to see exactly where He'd have us to be, to help us in the decision when we were deciding a career. Amen. Yeah, it not only includes career, but even in recreation. Then what we do to have fun. We ought to ask God about it, praise God. We ought to ask Him what He'd have us do, how it be, and how to go about it. Amen. God, He's interested in our decisions. We have to remember that. God is concerned about every decision that we make. And we ought to think about Him first. Amen. I believe if we had do that, Brother Junior, when you get down there on the lake and you done ask and talk God about it, He'd put you in the right spots, you'd catch a fish. Amen. I was thinking about that the other day. If we went to Junior caught a nice, pretty nice bass. I thought, I wonder if we'd just stopped and prayed real hard before we ever put the boat in water. Amen. You say, preacher, you're just being silly. Praise God. No, I'm being serious. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, when we put God first, and before we make any decision, praise God, before we put that boat in the water, before we decide to make a decision, we ought to seek the Lord's face. Ask Him, praise God, what He'd have us do. Because it might be that He'd have us go a little different direction, put us in line somewhere so we can be a witness and a help to somebody along the way, even in our recreation. And then I'm not even going to mention the family. Amen. Our interest in our family, praise God. How we ought to be taking them in consideration. Every decision that we make in our family, praise God, it ought to come before God. Especially those big decisions. But what if we started taking every decision to God, even the little bitty ones? Praise God, I believe if we take the little stuff to God, amen, we wouldn't have to worry so much about the big stuff because it'd take care of itself. Amen. That's when we're putting our faith and trust in Him. Praise God. Bless His name. What are we looking for today? What do you need from God? Amen. Where's your interest at? Our families, our friendships. Amen. We make a decision. Or to think about God. Think about godliness. When you're making friendships, making friends, we ought to look for those that love the Lord. Look for those, praise God, that we could be a light to. Those that encourage, praise God, and those that we can encourage. All of this, praise God, interest in the decisions that we make. Because God's interested in those decisions. Amen? So what interest, praise God, if we ask ourselves, what interest does God want in our pursuits? What we do, what we decide, what you pursue. God's interested in it. The Bible tells all through that He's interested in everything that we're pursuing. Everything that we get into. He wants to be there with us. Amen. That's why He wanted us in the garden. I've told you, praise. He loved us and He wanted that fellowship. He don't want to be left out. Amen. He loves us, but He wants us to trust Him when we make our decisions. So it's the interest that we have in these different things, praise God. We are to include God. Praise the Lord. So we have the F, we have the I, but then we have the R. R is for our relationships. Amen. When we put God first in our relationships. You know, when we put God first in a relationship with our family. Amen. When He is first, when He's centermost in our family. When we can talk and about Him, when we can consult Him. Or we can pray to Him, when we talk to Him. When we can commune with Him. Amen. As a family, we can come together and unashamedly pray and just praise the Lord. Amen. In a right relationship, because He's God. He's the one. Amen. And when we have that right relationship with Him and our families, and we talk to Him about our families, then we can have a right kind of marriage. Why are marriages falling apart today, praise God? Because there's no relationship. Amen. Without a right relationship with God, and I'll tell you, I tell everybody when we do counseling, if you don't have a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't have a right relationship with one another. Amen. It won't work. It will not work. Even if one has a right relationship, if the other one doesn't, it won't work. Why? Because there'll constantly be that positive, that negative that's always wanting to push you apart. It'll be like two magnets trying to repel each other. If we don't have that right relationship, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It'll affect even our marriages if we don't have God first. If God's not first in our marriage. Not only first in our marriage, but even in our friendships. Those friendships that we do make, praise God, the Lord needs to be first in it. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm talking about when we get to know somebody, they ought to know that we love Jesus. Amen? They ought to know right off the bat where we stand. So when it comes Sunday morning or Sunday evening, praise God, they know where you're going to be. Amen? They won't be planning their life and your life to be somewhere else on Sunday morning rather than church. Amen? People all the time tell me, well, preacher, I missed Sunday night because I had family come over. Amen? Hey, listen, they ought to know that you go to church on Sunday night, praise God, and at about 4 o'clock they ought to be getting ready to come with you or go home. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's just the way it is. Praise God. Hey, say, I'd just love for you just come on, go with me. Amen? We'll go up to church. We'll worship together. We'll have some good fellowship. And then I'll bring you back here and I'll feed you supper. Then you can go home. Amen. Praise God. A right relationship. When the relationship between you and God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, is first. Some first things first. Praise God. That makes the difference. Even in your business relationship. I don't know what the people that I've talked to lately that talking about the places that they work, and they were good Christian places. Where the boss man say, hey, look, I want you all to be here at, praise God, at 7 o'clock. You start at 7:30, be here at 7 o'clock. He said, I want to have a word with you. And they come in, praise God, and he reads some scripture and he tells you about the Lord Jesus and how much he loves you and he encourages you for today. Amen. Had a fellow tell me this week, he said, I started this company and I'd work for 2 or 3 others that claimed to be Christian businesses. And he said they wasn't very Christian. But he said, the place that I'm at now, he said, it's a Christian business. And said, that boss man will bring us in. He said, sometimes people will get to asking questions and things and talking and testifying. And he said, it don't bother him a bit that 30 minutes turns into an hour. He said, it don't bother him that he's paying us. He was paying them to come in 30 minutes early for church. Amen. Glory to God. Could you imagine getting paid to go to church? Praise God. By your boss man. Hey, I do. Amen. Glory to God. It's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get for that extra. Amen. And him not being begrudging that extra few minutes or 30 minutes, amen, to answer questions and have people praising the Lord. But that old boy told me, he said, you know what? He said, we go out in the field, praise God, just rejoicing. He said, he's difference in him. And I've seen a difference in this fella. And he'd been through some hard things. He was like Brother Jamie. He was in the military. He's had a lot of ups and downs and a whole lot of downs. But praise God, he's got God on his heart. He's trying to do right. And he's found a place, praise God, that's putting Christ first. And they hired him to go to work there. And he told him, boss man told him up front, praise God. He asked him, said, do you love Jesus? Amen. What if you went for your interview, man? Amelia, she said, hey, first thing he asked, he said, do you love Jesus? Glory, hallelujah, boy, what a step in. I'd say, yes, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I do. Praise God, and he'd be on from then. And because you know you'd be able to talk about it, you could brag about it, you could lift him up, praise God. No back here. Amen, praise his holy name. You see, God will bless, praise God, when we put him first in all these areas of our life. So we have F-I-R, but then we have the S. The S stands for schedule. Amen? For schedule. It's a giving God time. for scheduling a little time for the Lord. Have you ever thought about that? We got calendars, and a lot of us have calendars in the kitchen and calendars in the bedroom and calendars in the office and calendars everywhere we look, and we're scribbling and writing on those calendars all the time to try to keep up with us. But how many of us have calendars, praise God, where we schedule time for God? God help us. Where we schedule time for God. Amen. First things first, praise God. The first thing we ought to schedule is time for the Lord. Amen. We ought to give Him the first part of every day. We ought to wake up and we ought to pray and we ought to talk to Him. We ought to spend a little time with Him. Amen. First thing in the morning. Well, preacher, you know, I'm tired and sleepy and I can't hardly. Praise God, hey, you can pray. And you can talk to Jesus. As Phil told me today, he said, the best time I have with Jesus is while I'm taking a shower, praise God. I talk to Him and said, I sing to Him. Amen. In the shower. He said, I even sing like I sound good. Amen. Even though I can't sing. But He said, I'm singing to Him, praise God. Spending a little time with Him. Starting the day with Him, praise God. In the morning, praising Him, giving Him glory for the day. Asking Him to help you pray. Hey, it don't take that long. We ought to be able to schedule a little time for the Lord. Amen. Out of our busy day, we got 24 hours. We ought to be able to squeeze in a few minutes for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on now, stay with me. We ought to be able to squeeze in a few minutes for Jesus. We ought to start out with that morning prayer. Praise God. We ought to pray and talk to God. Even a simple prayer. Say, Lord, I said, if I don't do anything else today, Lord, I want to know how to love You a little better. Amen. He said, I want to know You. Praise God. I want to love You a little more. I want to know You a little better. I want to come into a relationship. I want that relationship to be stronger today. We ain't got time to do nothing else but just pray that little simple prayer. Pray it from our heart and mean it. See what God will do for us. Praise God. With the simple things. Amen. We're to be able to schedule a little time each week to meet down at the Lord's house. Amen. Amen. We ought to be able to schedule a little time every week to meet down at the Lord's house. We just meet three times a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Every now and then we'll have something special. But that's what we do, just those three specific times. And now it's not hard to schedule around those because they're specific times that we meet at the same time every week. Now, if it was like a job where you was working shifts and they was changing every week, the schedule would be harder to keep. But when we've got a schedule where we have the same schedule every week, we ought to be able to pencil God in. Amen. Say, we ought to be able to pencil God in. Now, praise God, if you got the Lord in your heart, you ought to be able to write Him in and ink, praise God, because it's not going to change. Amen. Praise God. On Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, my kids never did ask me, Daddy, are we going to church? Because when we got in church, praise God, we stayed in church. I tell them now, I said, you need to be in church. Amen. You know, it's the only thing about having kids is you can't be to make them do things after they're grown. Amen. I wish you could, praise God. It don't work that way. They just puff up and get mad at you and won't talk to you for about a month. Amen. You still tell them, encourage them, you love them, you want them to get the help from the Lord. But there was never no question about where we was going to be on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. We was going to be down at the house of God, praise the Lord. Worshiping, serving Him. Amen. Just say a little simple prayer. So we have the F-I-R-S and we need the T. And the T you can say is for troubles. And we all have them. But if you're going to have troubles, praise God, if we seek the Lord first in everything, He said those troubles won't become so bad when the Lord is first. Amen. But God may be the last one that we typically turn to in your life. You know, when you have problems. Typically, He's the last thing in the world we think about when trouble comes. That oughtn't to be so. Amen. Am I here by myself? Amen. When we have troubles, it oughtn't to be typical that the last thing that we think about is the Lord. Because it ought to be, He ought to be the first thing that we think about. The first one, the first thing that we choose, the first one that we call upon should be the Lord. We should take it to the Lord in prayer. Should ask Him to help us. In other words, He shouldn't be our last resort. He should be our first resort. Amen? That way we can head it off, Brother Bobby, before it gets so bad. Before life gets so confusing, before it gets so difficult. When we seek God first. We put things first, praise God. When we put Him first, He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. He said that we gotta when troubles are coming, we know they're coming. I mean, we don't know what they'll be. There's diversity of trouble in this world. There's trouble in sickness, there's trouble in sorrow, there's trouble in hardships, there's trouble in trials. Amen. There's trouble on every hand. But praise God, what we ought to do is we ought to be seeking the Lord first, praise God. And then when those troubles come, I pray we're already in the portals in the throne room of grace, and we just ask God to help us in those times of trouble. And Lord, You know where I'm at. And Lord, I know You're here with me because I was just talking to You about it. Lord, I need You to touch me. You help me. Praise God. I'm coming before it gets so bad, before it gets out of hand, Lord, I need You to help me. Amen. She said, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we need to seek Him first. The Bible teaches that it said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek it first. Seek God first in everything. F-I-R-S-T. First. What does that mean? It means He ought to be the first. The very first thing, the very first person that we talk to every day, the very first person, praise God, that we take our problems to, the very first one who, praise God, that we take our interest to when we're interested in things, and we seek God's approval. You know, if we'd do that, the Lord could keep us out of a lot of mischief if we just seek God's approval. Amen? In our relationships, if we'd just seek Him first. I tell you, it hurts my heart for these kids today because they're running, chasing after people because of this and that and the other. They ought to be a seeking Christ first. And Lord, please, if they's going to have a relationship, You show me the people You want me to be with. Amen? How many of us has gotten a mess because we went out and tried to find somebody to pile around with? Amen? You fellas know what I'm talking about. There's all sorts out there. Amen. Get you in more trouble in one day and you can get out of it the rest of your life. Amen. But glory, hallelujah, if we seek God first. Amen. In our relationship, we seek God. We put Him in our schedule. Praise God. Every day, we start out with Him. And at the end of the day, before we pillow our head, we finish with Him. We breathe a prayer before we fall asleep and say, thank You, Lord, for being so good to me today. Watch over me while I sleep. And help me be just a little bit better tomorrow than I was today. Amen. Let me love You more. Amen. Let me know You better. Because one day I'm coming to be with You. Amen. I'm going to be with You where You are. In Your presence. Amen. But last year today, praise God, what? When trouble comes. Amen. I want Him to be first. Praise God. I ask you a question tonight though, praise God. What are you looking for? What are we looking for? What are you looking for? You'll find it in Christ, praise God. If you put Him first, He will supply all your need according to His perfect power, His perfect plan. Amen. What is let me just put that. What area in your life do you need assistance in? Amen. What area in your life? What area in our lives do we need help with? Amen. Start, praise God, by putting Him first. Start by putting Him first, amen, and asking Him to help you in that specific area. I would honestly say everybody in here has a different area that they need help with. And I will tell you as a fact that every one of us in here needs some kind of help.
Amen.
Amen. Every one of us needs some kind of help from the Lord. So we got to put Him first, and we got to pray God so that He can take care of it. He said He shall add these things unto you. He shall be added. Man, He said He'd take care of it. So we just have to say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to stay with You. You're going to be first. When I have these things come up, I'm going to start putting You, praise God, putting Him first in everything that I do. In all of these areas. Put Him first in the area that you have. The area that you have difficult with. The area that you need help with. Amen. You put Him first in it. The Lord, we've got a situation here. And I need You to help me. To seek His will. And obey what He says. Amen. See what He does. He said, what are you looking for? We're looking for God to move in our lives. To help us. He said, what are we looking for? We're looking for blessings. We're looking for blessings from the blesser. Amen. You can't get it from anybody else. You know, you can't get it from any other place. So what we do, brother, can we put our faith and trust in Him first? Jesus said first. He was explicit on seek ye first the kingdom of God. First things first. The things that make a difference in your life. He said bring it to the Lord and ask the Lord to help you in those things. He said verse 34, He said, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. And He finishes this verse with a statement that says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. He said, put your faith and trust in the Lord because there's plenty of bad things out there. Amen. So there's a lot of contention and strife. There's a lot of it out there. But He said, if we'll put our faith first in the Lord. Amen. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. He said, but put our faith first in the Lord. And God will help us take care of all those things. All the evil, all the things, all that misdirection that the world wants to put us in. He'll give us direction. But we have to ask ourselves, what are you looking for? Say, I'm looking for help from the Lord. Well, what area do you need to help in? Amen? So you go to the Lord first. And you ask Him, say, Lord, this area here, amen. So I've been talking to you about some things, but this area here I need a little specific help with. Have you ever had to do that? Have you ever done it? You ought to try it. Amen. It works. It absolutely works. Different things, praise God. Different obstacles that we're facing when we're trusting the Lord, praise God, and we take that specifically to Him first before we go to anybody else with it. And what does God do? You begin to see Him chipping away at it. Taking it out of the way, praise God. Helping it where you can get past it. Where you can get beyond it. And then you get that over in that area where you just begin to praise God. Amen. You just begin to give God glory for what He's doing in our lives. Matthew would say this. Jesus would say in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen? So Jesus said it's pretty simple. He said you seek first the Lord Jesus Christ, you seek first the kingdom of God. He said then you knock and ask, praise God, and receive. It's a simple little child could understand it. But we want to make it so difficult. Amen? We want to make it so difficult. Quit it. Just put our faith and trust in the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God. That spiritual attitude, praise God, that God puts upon us. Amen. And just go with it. Trust in the Lord in faith. Believing that He is. And He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad that's the way it is? We've got to put first things first. Amen. And the question is, what are you looking for? Where do you need help tonight? Amen. What direction does God want to take you in? What direction would you be willing to go? Amen.